Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
We're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
I'm the doctor. Give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys. We're back at Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So we have a very, very busy show, a lot to get to. We're going to talk about how Dr. Fauci has kind of finally said what we have been saying now for the past 2 years, that COVID may not go away. It's about time. Now, I love it when we figure things out before the health officials. So we're going to talk about that and what the plan looks like. We're also going to talk about how our teachers are facing some pretty precarious situations where they're being attacked pretty frequently. There's been multiple attacks just this year alone, and one teacher in my neck of the woods was allegedly raped, knocked unconscious, beat up, and these are students. There was even a teacher, I'll have to look up what city this happened in, but there was a special ed teacher that was beat up by her 5-year-old student. She had to be hospitalized. So, you know, what's going on here? How are kids getting so violent? Why are kids getting so violent? We're also going to talk about what's happening with Ukraine-Russia conflict. We'll talk about inflation, the looming recession. There's got to be some good news. There's a man, you know, who sadly almost amputated his penis because he doesn't manscape. So we're going to answer your questions on manscaping. How much should men be doing? There's a meningitis outbreak in Florida prompting the CDC officials to urge gay men or men who have sex with men to get vaccinated for meningitis. We're going to talk about meningitis. A lot of us don't hydrate enough. We don't drink enough fluids. Now there's a study saying if you don't hydrate enough, especially in middle age, you could be prone to heart failure when you're older. So that's not fun. And Steelers quarterback Dwayne Haskins was killed in a car crash. Many are asking, why was he transversing a multi-lane highway? We'll talk about the latest on that. Baby formula shortage. That's just, it's crazy. And then Disney. Is Disney really sexless? So as you can see, we got a very busy day on the Dr. Dahlia Show, but never too busy to take your calls, your questions, your comments at 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So there's a little bit of outrage and concern, and I get what's going on. If you guys remember, there was a medical student at Wake Forest Medical School in North Carolina who bragged online that somebody who mocked her pronouns, he had to get stuck twice with venipuncture. So she insinuated that as she was drawing somebody's blood, he looked at her pronoun pin. Many people now wear pronoun pins, so people know if they are, you know, cis or trans or non-conforming, so there's pronouns that people can have on their pin. So when he said, why wouldn't you be she or would you be it, he said something stupid. And so she misses the stick, and then she brags about how he had to get stuck twice, almost insinuating she did that on purpose. So in medicine, that's a big no-no. And even though medical students do not necessarily take the Hippocratic Oath, and we are, even in the pre-med days, required to be practicing at certain standards, at very high standards. So the medical school was, you know, had on Twitter said, thank you for bringing this to our attention. You know, we are conducting an investigation. And we are being told by Daily Mail that they actually back the medical student, saying that they did an investigation. And it did not reflect the incident, adding she had followed the guidelines correctly. Now, some people are like, what kind of guidelines are that? Can students punish? We don't have all the details, but I don't think she really poked him twice. I think there was a thread by a doctor on transphobia that she wanted to take part in. And she thought it would be cute to add this little anecdote. And what they're saying is when she couldn't do the first draw, she had somebody help, and then that person did the second draw. But there's still this concern. Did she purposely stick a miss, not, you know, and people, it, you know, look, I've been stuck multiple times. I've had students train on me. I've had, you know, it happens. Students will train. And I don't want anybody looking at this as, oh, no, a medical student, if they don't like my political beliefs, is going to hurt me. You know, multiple draws sometimes have to happen to get that vein. But the fact that a student who's graduated or is graduating probably matched would find that response to be okay to publicize means these students might not be getting well-versed on medical ethics or on what's appropriate for social media. And the big mistake that I see a lot of medical students have is they think a lot of people think like them. A lot of adults think that too. So they'll say something and they'll think everybody's, you know, they're preaching to the choir, and they don't realize that there's other people that feel completely opposite. And so you know, we in the media will you know, have one sort of narrative, and everybody thinks that's the norm. And one thing medical students have to be taught is there are going to be people with a whole variety of backgrounds. We teach cultural sensitivity. And the reason why we teach cultural sensitivity in medical schools is because you might have a patient that has to hide the fact that they have sex, you know, from their family members. Or they're not allowed to have sex when they have their period. Or they can't have their hair loose in front of other people. I mean, there's so many different cultural differences that people have that they're not all WASP. And so you need to understand that there are some people in some religions and some, you know, groups of individuals where you know, there things that we might take for granted and say we're allowed to do, they can't. They might question it. You know, and that's why we are a country of multiple cultures. If you have someone Muslim who might not, I'm not saying all Muslims, but who might, you know, have some questions about pronouns, you can't misinterpret that as them being biased or homophobic. You know, we have cultural sensitivity training because we need to learn about other, we need to understand everybody comes from different points of view. So it doesn't sound like she's getting in trouble. The students all need a schooling on, you know, being careful on social media, and we'll keep you guys posted on that. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there, as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com. Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit ShopSuperTea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is ShopSuperTea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Extendivite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendivite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendivite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel, our producer. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. So you all know that I love going to Disneyland, go to Disney World. When we were in Europe, I went to Disneyland Paris. I love Disney. I love Disney. And for those of you, this is going to be a big shock. I'm not young, okay? I'm not a little kid. I'm a grown-up, very grown-up. I mean, very middle-aged. And when we've been watching what's been going on with the bill in Florida, let me give the exact bill. It's called the HB 1557, in which classroom discussion about sexual orientation or gender identity is restricted in certain grade levels. So I guess you can say gay. You just can't, you aren't supposed to discuss it in under 8 years old classes. But it's been called the Don't Say Gay Bill. People have been kind of asking, you know, why is Disney taking a stand? Why is Disney including more, you know, sexual sort of topics in their their shows and their movies, you know, such as I think they're supposed to be like, you know, two females kissing and one of the Toy Stories, or I'm not sure what they're planning. And people keep asking, why is there sex in Disney? And I'm here to tell you guys, there was always sex in Disney. Disney is not a pediatric company, or it is not about the kids. It's also about the adults. There have been adult themes this whole time. In fact, even the park. And I'm not saying this to criticize them. It's just I think we all kind of need to, you know, need to be enlightened that Disney is very much adult. Okay? So some of these rides, like Space Mountain, or as you saw with California Adventure and things like that, okay, those are not little baby kid rides. Those are grown-up rides. And California Adventure, if you are on the Screamer or the Incredible Coaster now, or the one that was the Guardians of the Galaxy that used to be the Twilight Zone ride, where you basically are in a tower that drops, those aren't for baby kids. Those are for older kids and grown-ups. Grown-ups have to enjoy Disney, because if they don't, they don't want to go. The reason why Disney is so much fun is because it makes everybody feel like a kid. And it knows how to get to, Disney's brilliant in terms of that. So whether it's the roller coasters, whether it's the food, whether it's the very sexy princesses, you know, whether it's the storyline of being valiant and courageous and poison and all that, you know, Disney has been catering to the adults the whole time. Remember we spoke about how there's, every Disney movie has like a death. Mufasa died, Bambi's mom died, Princess Jasmine in Aladdin, I think her mom died. There's been a bunch of, Alice in Wonderland, Alice was orphaned, had to be taken care of by a governess, The Sword in the Stone, Arthur was an orphan boy, Mowgli, Jungle Book was parentless, Little Mermaid, Ariel's mother, Queen Athena, was killed, so her father had to... So there's been these themes, and we talked about how Disney's mom had died early on in his career, and he had always felt responsible. I think what had happened is he bought her a home, and she needed, like, the furnace fixed, so he sent his guys from the Disney company to help fix it. And he thought they did a good job, or they did. And then apparently there was fire. She got hurt really, really badly. She survived that, but later died, you know, from sequelae from that. So he always kind of felt guilty. So we think that's why in Disney movies there's always a death. But a lot of the Disney stories have roots where the original stories that these came from, you know, had to do with rape and trafficking and things like that. I don't really remember the original Cinderella story, but it wasn't that clean. And Disney had to clean up stories. A lot of these fairy tales, a lot of the stories that we learn about, you know, did have roots that might not have been very pediatric in content. And then, you know, I took a look, and everybody's been talking about this for years, so I did my own analysis of sex actually injected into these Disney films. So the most common was The Little Mermaid, where the castle behind The Little Mermaid has a part of the castle that resembles a male penis. Apparently, there are a lot of artistic additions, genital additions, to the movies. And I'm not going to describe them in full, but the latest one that has now made headlines is Disney has a $100 gift card. And this is so obvious, it's not even funny. So in Disney's $100 gift card, Mickey Mouse is hugging Minnie Mouse. And Minnie Mouse has a shoulder. And it looks like her cute little dress. But once you see it, you can't see it. It actually looks like a blue phallus with Mickey's hand around it. I have this on my Facebook and Twitter. I'm sorry, but I mean, it's... And then I guess Hercules, the centaur in Hercules, again, it looks like a blue male phallus. there was a possibly a phallus drawn into the Beauty of the Beast, where Gaston was talking to his friends in Jessica Rabbit, Who Framed Roger Rabbit. I guess she's not wearing underwear. And the animation stills, you could see she's not wearing underwear where the skirt comes up. I mean, is it that the animators are bored? This is a big one I can't unsee. Look at Mufasa in the Lion King poster. In the Lion King poster, Mufasa has a nose, and I have cats. But Mufasa's nose looks different. And somebody drew an outline. It's an outline of a woman's butt with a G-string. And it is on the movie poster for The Lion King. I guess The Return of the Lion King. You can't unsee it. Now when you see it, all you see is booty and G-string. It's ridiculous. Also in The Lion King, I don't know if you guys remember, but when the dust goes up, when Simba, you know, is like, you know, what should I do with my life? Whatever. The dust makes the word sex, and then it goes away. I don't understand why the animators keep doing that. I mean, this could be a weird coincidence. I don't know. This, I don't know if I completely buy, but they say when in The Little Mermaid, Ariel and the prince are marrying, it looks like the priest has an erection. So, maybe the animators are bored. You know, maybe it's because people are just so oversex that they can't get through their work, or they think it's funny. You know, we're going to put our piece into this movie. No one's going to notice it. And maybe it was a thing, but it's just over and over again. You know, you see these sexual images in these movies, and then also that, like I said, the content is very, very adult. And you know, Disney is working now to go back through the vault, and any reference to racism or cultural appropriation or slavery, and they're trying to kind of clean things up now and reevaluate what was in their movies. So the point is I love going to Disney. I love watching Disney movies. But the idea that Disney is just about the kids is not. Disney has always had adult themes, adult references, innuendos. I was watching Mulan a while back, the first Mulan. I hadn't seen it. And I guess Eddie Murphy is the little dragon. And Mulan, you know, has boobies. And I guess she's in the pool, you know, bathing, naked. And then the guys are coming from the troops, from the military. And I guess the dragon says, I see two problems with this. There has always been, and you laugh, and the adults like it. Because remember, in order for Disney to get the kids in the seats or to get the kids in the park, they need the grown-ups. And so if grown-ups get some adult humor, you know, they might be more, shall we say, engaged. But if you really look for it, there's probably so much more adult content in these movies than we think. And so, you know, we'll see what happens with these, you know, the big discussion now is, when are kids too young to be talking about gender and genitalia and all that in the school? And there's a lot of schools of thought now on, should it even be, you know, discussed in the school? Or are parents so absent that school takes on the role as a third parent, which we spoke about? But Disney, you know, getting involved, even though we've all said, well, Disney shouldn't be involved, all they have to do is just do child content. As you can see, a lot of their content is not very pediatric. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamgaday.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your longevity business. Teamgaday.com. Teamgaday.com.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
As many Americans are feeling the effects of President Biden's policies, the border, inflation, foreign policy, Republican Senator Mitch McConnell on Fox News with a campaign promise should Republicans regain numbers in Washington.
This administration has really got its hands full, and I think they're headed toward a pretty good beating in the fall election. Biden ran as a moderate. If I'm the majority leader in the Senate and Kevin McCarthy's the Speaker of the House, we'll make sure Joe Biden is a moderate.
President Biden will announce new gun control measures today meant to contain the use of privately made weapons on 3D printers. Biden is also expected to name Steve Dettelbach, a former U.S. attorney from Ohio, as a nominee to lead the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, Firearms, and Explosives. The president's previous nominee was forced to withdraw amid opposition in the Senate. For more information, visit us online at usaradio.com. USA Radio News. Emmanuel Macron and Marine Le Pen are projected to advance to the second round of the French presidential election, setting up a rematch of their 2017 contest. The two candidates are only separated by a few percentage points and will come to a runoff on April 24th. Weather is playing a factor to wheat shortages around the world. Tim Berg reports.
With inflation hitting a 40-year high in February, supply chain woes continuing along with Russia's invasion of Ukraine, American consumers and farmers are feeling the impacts. Speaking on Fox and Friends Weekend, Kansas wheat farmer Vance Emke explains drought conditions are also a major factor when it comes to wheat prices and production.
We've got a very serious drought going on out here in the high plains, and even if wheat went to $20 a bushel, there's a lot of farmers out here who are going to grow nothing. 20 times zero is zero when those guys are up a creek.
Ukraine and Russia account for about 30% of global wheat exports.
USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. And there's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So Harrison asked, does President Biden have COVID yet? We don't think he does. And I don't think they're going to tell us, to be honest, because I think everybody's going to be freaking out. As baby Omicron, or stealth Omicron, or variant Omicron is going through the West, or, I'm sorry, back East, I think at least 72 people, including members of President Biden's cabinet, now have it. Senators, federal staffers, they tested positive when they went to the gridiron dinner. They said Biden wore a face mask when he arrived at the White House on Monday. He spent the weekend in Wilmington, Delaware. He removed it as he walked from Marine One to the Oval Office. They said he tested negative for COVID ahead of his arrival. And multiple people, though, like Nancy Pelosi, had tested positive. She had kissed him the day before. Not sure why, you know, that people didn't investigate to see if that was an assassination attempt. I mean, it was, she really got close to him. She could have really hurt him. That's scary stuff. Not sure why they aren't doing a better job testing and protecting the president. New York City Mayor Eric Adams was an attendee at the dinner. They believe this is a super spreader event, as he has also now tested positive. Multiple people looks like have tested positive. Federal Communications Commission Chairwoman Jessica Rosenworcel, I hope I pronounced that right, she attended the dinner and is positive, has mild symptoms. Democratic Representative Elaine Luria tested positive. So the dinner was held in person on April 2nd after a two-year hiatus. There were over 630 guests this year. Vaccine requirement to attend, even though you could be vaccinated and still get Omicron and still spread it. So, you know, I am noticing with our older individuals, especially with them getting boosters after boosters, they're doing pretty good. So if the president did get this, I'm not as fearful as I would have been 2 years ago. Man, I think people were scared when before vaccines came out. When President Trump got the virus, I know there were jerks out there going, oh, whoa, this is wonderful news. But I got to tell you, man, a bunch of us, we were like, oh, whoa. It was scary. You know, it was a little touch and go. We were like, whoa. You know, and he tried to show that he was strong. He tried to, you know, wave to crowds and look like he was out there and active. And then he got ridiculed and criticized for that, because I'm like, well, you're going to be spreading it. But, you know, your president getting COVID does make us all kind of hold our breath going, you know, uh-oh. So I definitely don't want Biden getting this. I don't want anybody getting it if they don't have to. But sadly, we do need to brace ourselves for, you know, COVID coming. I think Secretary Tom Vilsack, Agriculture Secretary, got it too. I think Merrick Garland also, and Commerce Secretary Gina Raimondo also. So a lot of people have COVID right now. Hopefully it just kind of goes through. Here's the thing. I know you guys say it's just a cold. Trust me. Mild COVID acts like a cold. I get that. But I don't like this virus because I think it messed me up. Don't try to get this on purpose. I understand a bunch of us want hybrid immunity. I mean, the silver lining is for those of us that got COVID, we probably have some hybrid immunity. But I got to tell you, man, I really don't like what this virus does long term. And we still don't know all of it. And it bothers me. And I see my friends, their memories are different. We're a little different. Now, I'm not saying we have to get, you know, 17 shots a year for COVID either, and we definitely shouldn't mandate it. But as a doctor, I got to tell you guys, I wish I could just say this virus is just a cold. See, viruses, you want to know what sucks? You know, when I was in medical school, we were taught that diabetes could be caused by a virus. And I'm like, you're pooping me, really? Oh, yep. Because I remember my family members being so sick with diabetes. I mean, diabetes was just brutal. And they said, look, you know, we don't know all the reasons why. We think it's genetics, but also people can develop diabetes. And we think one theory is a virus affects the pancreas. And that virus affects the pancreas, kills off the beta islet cells that make insulin. And now you can't have insulin bringing sugar into the cells, and you either need insulin, or you have to lower your sugar, or you deal with the sequelae of diabetes. And I was like, man, I don't ever want to meet that virus. Well, we're meeting it now. COVID's been linked to causing diabetes. So have all viruses, even cold viruses, been benign? Maybe this whole time, any virus has the ability to mess with us. Maybe we are so much more vulnerable and delicate than we think. I like to think we're resistant. I like to think that we have an immune system. God and nature have built such a fantastic, you know, engineering, you know, protocol that our bodies follow, where, you know, we have an immune system, we have T cell immunity, you know, all different types of immunity. We have, you know, certain, responses when we do get exposed to something that we fight everything off. And it might not be like that. It might be that we keep bombarded and bombarded and bombarded over and over and over again. And eventually people drop. And those that remain strong enough can last and hopefully propagate and make kids stronger. But I don't know. So it's one of these things where I want to say it's just a cold. Trust me. I think the way our public officials and our government took advantage during the COVID pandemic was completely inexcusable, egregious, and they should have never taken the liberties that they did. But as a doctor, I'm telling you guys, which it should have been the whole time, this is on you. Protect yourself. It could be very deadly, or it could cause long-term issues. Not a friendly virus. If you feel up to getting the vaccine, I think the vaccine helps. I'm more scared of the virus than the vaccine at this point. So, you know, but you make your own decisions. Speak to your medical provider. Just don't blow COVID off. That's the advice I'm giving. All right, so stealth variant, or the baby Omicron, is now fueling rises in cases in half of the U.S. Infections are up 25% last week. And I'll tell you right now, I was busy all weekend with COVID. I mean, people having fever and sneezing and coughing and sore throats. And so, yeah, we're seeing people get COVID. But what stinks, though, was a lot of them had COVID in January. And here we are 3 months later. We don't want to get sick every 3 months. It looks like that's what's going on. Dr. Ashish Jha, White House Coronavirus Response Coordinator, who serves as Dean of the Brown University School of Public Health, told NBC and MSNBC that on Monday that despite recent rises in cases of more than half of the United States, Americans do not have reason to be, quote, excessively concerned. I'm not seeing a lot of hospitalizations. I'm not seeing a lot of, death rates rise from this. But I am seeing people get sick. And again, it's not, don't try to get this. I think, and this is a point I tried to make with you guys, as much as I love natural immunity, I don't think you have to purposely try and get it to make that happen. I believe that you've already been exposed. I think most of us have been exposed because we were, before they taught us that COVID-19 existed or released it, back in 2019, fall of 2019, it was here in America. There's no way it wasn't. And so we were exposed before we even knew that it existed. So don't purposely try to go and get this. Cases are dropping. South Korea, even though they had 90,000 cases, that is far below the almost 500,000. Japan, 47,000 cases. Australia, 42,000 cases noted. Still death numbers are there, but again, like I said, not as bad. So Fauci finally does concede that COVID will not be eradicated. So all this time, we were being told 2 weeks to flatten the curve, wear a mask, you got to get the vaccine, we have to mandate to eradicate it. Everybody said we want to kill off COVID. As we've all said, you're not going to eradicate it, you're not going to eliminate it. And finally, Fauci agreed. 1-877-DOCTOLLY.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safe.
Hey guys, gals. Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love.
So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
All right, crew, let's get her dug.
Honey, you want to give me a hand? I'm planting that tree, remember?
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. You must call 811 at least 2 to 3 business days before any digging project, so you can avoid hitting our essential buried utilities. This includes natural gas and petroleum pipelines, electric, communication cables, and water and sewer lines. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811. Brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only 2 documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Tuning in 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. All right, one of our listeners, I can't read it all on air, but he says that is BS. The school is being woke. Woke is protecting the woke. What? Okay, so what this person is referring to is the medical student that had felt her pronouns were being mocked by a patient, and the patient got stuck twice. The medical school said that she followed appropriate guidelines, doesn't appear to be, being sanctioned for what happened. And they said that she actually did get a second person to do the blood draw, which is what she's supposed to. If you have somebody that you disagree with, if you have somebody that you feel you can't administer care for, either because you aren't trained or you feel they are insulting you, you get somebody else to administer the care. So that is protocol. But I get that many people are kind of freaked out about how, a medical provider could possibly have, the intention to retaliate when medical providers are supposed to be objective. You want to know what I think bothers everybody nowadays, even beyond this medical student issue? Not my medical students. None of my medical students would do this. My medical students are really, really good. But, you know, I think what bothers people about this is I always grew up knowing, yeah, people can get pretty extreme with political views, extreme with a whole variety of views. You know, people could get pretty, you know, extreme. And the safer road is the more, you know, be more moderate. Not moderate in politics, but not getting involved in conversations. Remember, don't talk religion and politics, you know, because it always gets heated. And so we want in life certain safe zones that will not have politics. Maybe will not have religion, will not have war. We want to know that there are certain safe places you could go to. Like, remember when Ronald Reagan was shot? I think he joked saying, you know, I hope none of you guys are Democrats, something like that. And I guess the doctor said, today we're all Republicans. You know, even though it was all in joke, obviously that came to his mind. That, you know, I mean, do people hate me that much that my political affiliation could be the life or death of me? And so where are our safe spaces? Well, there used to be plenty, because there would only be certain discussions or certain, you know, places where things would start getting hostile about certain topics. So you could go to the store. So you could go to the movies. So you could go to a football game or a basketball game or a baseball game. You could watch a Disney flick. I think what people are getting very tense about is there's no place to go without politics being infused. You can't escape with football. Football's my escape. You know, and when you saw people kneeling, you know, I get that you know, and the First Amendment protects, you know, the our right to voice our concerns and voice our grievances, and I will fight for that protection. But I had some issues with it because my only escape from politics, it seems, is the sports. And no, you know, when I'd be upset about what's going on in the hospital and things like that, I could watch a Disney movie and cheer up. Well, now Disney is being infused all so much media. You can't watch a television show without there being politics. I loved, one of my favorite shows was Will and Grace. When Will and Grace made that I don't know what's called when the series comes back, and they renewed their series, it was just all about politics. I mean, if I wanted to watch politics, I'd watch the news. You can't escape it anywhere. So the final fort, I mean, the final, I guess, citadel where you could go and get what you need to get done without politics should be a medical office. When you see a doctor, you should have to not fear that you are going to be discriminated against on your color, your religion, your sex, your politics. And this case with this medical student just kind of opened to light that your medical provider could be biased. Now, I've told you guys, you know, bias is something that a very good professional fights, but we do have biases. You know, we shouldn't, but man, if Michael Fassbender walked into my ER, I would be like, whoa. I mean, you are going to stop and be like, huh? I would probably instruct all staff, please obscure my view of Michael Fassbender so I could finish this code. But, I mean, yeah, there are. But, I mean, you know, something stinks a little bit. You know, you are going to kind of hold your breath. You know, somebody coughing on you, you'll wear a mask, but there might be some subconscious things you might do, but you will still take care of that patient. And you will, but look at what's happened now with assault in medicine or accusations of assault. Now there has to be a woman in the room with every patient. Well, that changes the dynamic. So now if a doctor has to check your heart or has to, perform CPR or whatever, there's that, okay, do I have a nurse in the room? Do I have somebody in the room? Okay, I'm about to do this. I'm not doing anything sexual. We have turned, because of, you know, things that happen in society and bad people on all sides, we have now turned something that should have been completely devoid of any, you know, hesitation or bias to, I mean, women are biased now. If there's a woman patient, one of the first things the doctor has to think about is, how do I not look like I'm assaulting them? What? I mean, I've told you guys time and time again, if you have to perform CPR, if you have to, you know, loosen the bra, you know, you might need to duck as soon as you loosen it, okay? You know, because puppies are coming out. But for the love of God, save my life. I'm not going to sue you. I mean, my boobies have been touched multiple times. You know, but I'm not worried about somebody performing medical care on me. And I've even been assaulted by doctors. And man, would I love to see them lose their licenses. But honestly, I'm telling you guys, I'm not going to press charges. Just save my life. So I get it. You know, if there is a safe place, you know, I go to Temple and politics gets brought up. I'm like, why? In sermons, politics get brought up. I don't get it. I would really, really like to find out where is a safe place. Because I want to escape politics. I think the world is going crazy. So 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. If you guys do have a safe spot place, I'd like to hear it. 1-877-DOCDALI.
Trust your mother, right? She's always taken care of you and always tried to give you good advice when you ask for it. And sometimes even when you don't. Well, even though she might not mention it, Mom very likely has neck, back, and shoulder pains. And she needs relief. So trust this good advice. Give back to Mom this Mother's Day with quality products from Sunny Bay. Like our disposable heat patches. They're back in stock now and target neck and shoulder pain in adults of all ages. Or our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. Mom can heat them in her microwave, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews on Amazon when you search Sunny Bay Heating Wraps. And shop now in time for Mother's Day. There's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find us on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.